Our readings today from Sacred Scripture truly engage our imagination. The utter brutality of the scene from the Maccabees. Paul's letter to the Thessalonians depicting God as a vigilant sentinel who will guard us from the evil one. And Luke's gospel passage enticing us to visualize the resurrection, the resurrected life, for our God is not God of the dead, but God of the living. Vastly different imagery indeed, but with one central theme. Whatever we know of this earthly life pales in comparison to the fullness of life in Christ that is promised to us in the resurrection. And the reason we are not able to fully understand the resurrection is because it is so wondrous a mystery that this mystery far exceeds the limits of our human mind. Sacred Scripture reminds us that our relationship with God is the reason for our existence. Therefore, the resurrection is more than just something we hope for upon our death. It represents a fulfillment of our relationship with our God. Our first reading assures we may be deprived of life in this world, but the King of the world will raise us up to live forever with him. There is much to consider in this statement. First, there will be suffering and death in the world, events and experiences that cause us pain, not unlike Tuesday's election. But that is not the end of the story. Our reading continued with a statement declaring God the King of the world. No matter what the world may throw at us, whatever confusion, doubt, suffering, or even death may come our way, God is greater than all that. God is the one who created the universe and created us and our world. Indeed, God is King. Therefore, God has a final say about our eternity, and God wants it to be as Jesus says, where we are like angels and where we are the children of God. If we are willing, God will rescue us from the depths of sin and death, raising us up out of the darkness of sin and death, and to the light of Christ. God does this first at our baptism, and again upon our death, and our resurrection to new life, to newness of life. God does not just raise us up. God raises us to live forever with him. The one who created us out of love is faithful to us in all things, and remains with us through our trials and suffering. God encourages us and strengthens us and guards us from evil. Our relationship with God is not just about this world. It is about living forever with him in heaven. And that, my sisters and brothers, is our hope. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the coming week.